Welcome back to the big show, Community Connection, KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM, and KGMI.com, where we always load up our interview segments here for Community Connection. I'm Bill Davis, your host, welcoming a good friend of mine back to the microphones. She is Marcia Neal. She's a senior agent, Vibrant USA, been there since 2005, and now we're in 2022. You've been there a while.
I've been there a while.
Yeah, you've had a few anniversaries probably there, right?
Yep. Yeah. Been great.
It's good seeing you. Welcome to my favorite month of the year. It's the month of love. It's February. I have a birthday in February. We have President's Day sales in February. We have Valentine's Day, and it's the month Lisa and I got married in.
Oh, so you see, how nice.
That's what I call it, the month of love. Hey, good seeing you. So what's shaking? What do you want to talk about today?
Okay, well, first of all, as you mentioned, mm-hmm. I am with Vibrant USA. We're an independent insurance agency right here in Bellingham. We also have offices in Linden, Everett, and Vancouver, Washington. And we also have agents that are contracted to sell in Oregon, Idaho, Montana, and Arizona, which are kind of the states that many of our folks are moving to when they retire. We specialize in Medicare health insurance, but also work with individual insurance as well. And we have served the Whatcom community since 2003.
I've noticed that the time to make changes in Medicare, you know, health insurance plans, that's passed. There's you got all those idiotic people off my TV that were trying to sell me stuff, which, you know, I want to say thank you personally for that. So obviously, you got nothing to do, right?
Well, that's not really true, but
no?
Yeah, this time of year
is this like do you kind of like shut it down for a little while, or you have stuff you got to do in the background, or what?
You know, our clients still need us.
Okay.
So this time of year we are still assisting our clients with any issues they might have arisen from their insurance plans, as, you know, the wrong provider name on the ID cards, premium payments that weren't received, provider network questions, that mm-hmm. kind of thing. And Bill, we also have a lot of clients who call us this time of year upset about their Part D drug plan, it isn't covering their medications. I want to remind your listeners that their Part D drug plans may have a deductible to meet. Medicare allows Part D drug plans to have up to a $480 annual deductible in 2022. This means you may have to pay the first $480 before your drug plan steps in and starts helping with the cost of your medications.
It can be so complicated. It can be as challenging as those Car Shield commercials I see. Is my car covered? I'm sure you got a lot of other stuff that keeps you busy, right?
We do. So we're also busy helping folks that are looking at retiring this year. There's so much to consider when you're actually walking away from your employer benefits, and you know, the impacts your financial bottom line. So not only do you lose that steady income, but most people have to pay more for their health insurance for not only themselves, but their spouse and their dependents, who may have several years before they're eligible for Medicare. Mm-hmm. Many dependents may qualify for tax credits that can help pay the cost of their individual plans, and others may not qualify for assistance, and COBRA might be a better option.
Yeah. My lovely wife, Lisa, is always banging me on the head saying, are you going to retire? See, I don't have to worry about any of that kind of stuff because I'm never retiring, right?
You're just going to keep working.
I
believe that.
Marcia Neal with us from Vibrant USA. She's a senior agent there, been there since 2005. So since I'm totally confused by all this, and I'm sure everybody else who has been listening to us, can you kind of sort out the confusion for them?
Of course. We can review cost and plan options for both Medicare and individual plans. We work with the Washington Health Plan Finder to see if families qualify for tax credits. And we have the answers to all those questions that people may not even know to ask.
Well, even though I don't qualify as a retiree, because you know me, it's like everybody's saying, when are you going to retire? Nope, not me. It sounds like a visit to you guys can help people be better prepared. Those who do want to retire, especially the cost of retiring. The COVID home test kits, I've been hearing a lot about insurance companies, you know, coverage, and, you know, how do people get those?
Okay, so, well, the bad news, Bill, is this program does not apply to Medicare or Medicaid.
Yeah.
So while each household can order a few home kits from the federal and state government, mm-hmm. those on Medicare will not be covered for the 8 monthly home tests allowed for those on individual and group plans.
Mm. And that would be me, so I lose out.
Yeah,
but that's okay because with state, I know they reopened and they restocked, and you know there's probably going to be plenty available for everybody. Any kind of changes in Medicare to improve a person's coverage? Is there some stuff out there to be concerned about?
Well, I mean, one of the major changes I see that has really come out of the whole COVID reality we're living under, mm-hmm. you know, is telemedicine. Hmm. So not only has it become very normal for folks to talk with their healthcare providers about medical concerns by video chat, but it also is now used for mental health care. Medicare will allow you to stay in the comfort of your own home to have mental health appointments either by video chat or on the phone, mm-hmm. making care much more accessible at a time when these services are really needed by our seniors.
So we've kind of shut down as far as, you know, open enrollment and everything else that everybody needed to be concerned about as we ended 2021. Now we're into 2022, into the first quarter. Anything to be thinking about?
So I guess I would say that anybody who has a supplement plan like yourself, they should be keeping an eye out for their rate increase notices from their insurers. Mm-hmm. Supplement companies can change their rates throughout the year, and some of the most popular plans, that time will be April, May, and June. So I just want to remind folks that supplement plans can be changed year-round. So if you have not talked to your agent recently about your supplement plan rates, you may be paying too much.
Can they change them multiple times a year, or is it usually just a once or twice?
We have rarely seen that, but mostly it's one time a year, okay. And each company has a different month that they do that in.
Yeah. How about the 101 seminars? Are you doing those virtually? Probably not in person yet, right?
Still not in person. Yeah, they're still webinars. And anyone who's new to Medicare or folks already on Medicare, if you want to review how it all works, can attend a virtual seminar twice a month. We offer one at 10 a.m. and one at 5:30 p.m., hoping to find a time that kind of fits everybody's schedules. Mm-hmm. Your listeners can find more information on these seminars, or they can talk with one of our licensed agents by calling us at 866-733-5111. They can visit our website, or they can find us on Facebook.
Every year I get the big Medicare book. You know, mm-hmm. it comes in the mail, and I'm thinking, you know, it'd be much easier to do, a webinar and just do the one-on-one thing that you guys do rather than me try to read through that book. There's like 100-something pages.
Yeah.
And it's like little tiny type.
That is the Medicare Bible. That's everything that Medicare covers. So that you want to hang on to that baby and hold tight.
You would probably advise someone who gets those, and we all get them if mm-hmm. you're on Medicare, probably to look through it, right?
Oh, definitely. There anything new that Medicare is covering, like telemedicine, mm-hmm. COVID test, how they're handling that, that's all in there every year, the new books. Yeah. So you want to keep an eye on that. And people don't even know that they have acupuncture now.
Yeah.
Medicare started covering that last year, so it's definitely worth looking through.
And I think I got a letter. I cannot remember whether it was the supplement people or if it was Medicare in general, but it was talking about you can get the free COVID vaccinations. I mean, pretty much everybody, it's free. It seems to be free everywhere. But
unless you're a taxpayer.
Huh? And I guess if you're a taxpayer, you probably got Medicare.
Exactly.
Right? But that they cover it as well. And obviously, those are questions people should just call you guys.
Well, and the vaccinations, I think, are pretty much open to everybody. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's the COVID testing that with Medicare, Medicaid, you're only going to be covered if it's medically necessary, that your mm-hmm. doctor pretty much thinks you need to order that. Either you've been exposed or you have symptoms.
Yeah.
Then they're going to want to get you in and that'll be covered under Medicare.
I made a tragic mistake and I bought the kits, you know, they come four to a kit. I bought them like 2 days before the announcement that, they're all going to be free now, so you can just sign up for it.
Well, you know, the state and the federal government, they within hours of opening up, they were sold out. So, and they only open up every time they have them again. Mm-hmm. So probably smart to have a few on hand.
I would think so. Marcia Neal, senior agent, Vibrant USA. Can you come back maybe in a few weeks and unconfuse me as to the rigors of Medicare and other things like that?
I don't know if that's possible, but I will be here.
She's going to work hard at it, too. Always good seeing you, my dear.
Thanks.
We will continue with Community Connection here in just a moment on the mighty KGMI.